The biggest private employer in America will get a new boss.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Retail giant Walmart will get a new CEO a bit earlier than expected. There's news today that the man who runs Walmart International, Doug McMillon, will take over in February. Walmart sales were down last quarter, and tenaciously high unemployment makes it tough for many of its customers to spend more. 47-year-old McMillon is a company man. He started nearly three decades ago as a summer employee at a Walmart distribution warehouse and worked at the company while he did his MBA. As we've been hearing, Iran has agreed to some limits on its nuclear program in exchange for the easing of some economic sanctions. Among the early changes, the European Union will lift restrictions on insurance for Iranian oil tankers. In the oil market, this means more supply, and the price of crude is down this morning. Some sanctions on cars, trucks, and automotive parts are easing. Peter Fuss is senior advisory partner at the EY Global Automotive Center based in Frankfurt, Germany. Mr. Fuss, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Give me a sense, if you would, of what will the easing of sanctions mean for the auto industry, both inside and outside of Iran?
Well, the Iran automotive sector has been the second most active industry of the country for many, many years, aside from oil and gas industry. So we just can get a flavor and think about if this is going to be reestablished, how strong this market could be going forward.
Now, Europe's car market has been suffering with the long, grinding economic crisis there. Do you think some European car manufacturers will see a benefit as Iran seems to open up?
Well, there have been in the past some European car manufacturers who have already used Iran as a production base, primarily for Iran itself. So as all the OEMs are looking for new opportunities, even smaller markets, they definitely will reach out to this upcoming market again and evaluate whether there are opportunities to set up again production facilities to assembly cars in order to increase their production footprint and also to sell more cars than in the past.
Peter Fuss at the EY Global Automotive Center in Frankfurt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Iranians like to buy Peugeots. Peugeot stock is up 4.4% in Paris right now. A story now about the business of the record album in this streaming digital era. The British pop band One Direction releases its latest album, Midnight Memories, today, but there's a twist. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
More than 200,000 copies of Midnight Memories have already sold through pre-orders of the album. This is the title track, one of four singles that were released weekly to fans who pre-ordered the album. The serialized release was a new strategy, but the goal was the same as the old-school music business model of releasing singles to generate buzz.
It creates word of mouth and a little more excitement than just the average, it's available on this date and you can't get it until then.
Bob Baker is the author of the Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook. There's another reason that labels like this strategy. It gives them more access to their fans so they can communicate directly with them.
You can then, you know, continue to market to those people after the record that you're working on is through.
Mike King teaches music marketing at the Berklee College of Music. He says these efforts can help labels sell higher ticket items down the road, send emails out about upcoming live events, and ideally keep profits going in one direction. Towards the stars. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
3 to 5%, that's how slim the profit margins are for restaurants these days. But of the little growth the industry has seen, much of that has been in what's known as off-premises sales. That's food going from their door to yours, as will happen at so many American homes this Thanksgiving. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
It's lunch hour here at this Chili's in Birmingham. Orders are coming up on a screen in the kitchen for Santa Fe chicken quesadillas and Southwestern BLTs. And at hundreds of other Chili's across the country, orders are flowing in that'll soon be headed out the door. The restaurant chain is rolling out delivery service in certain locations. This makes sense, according to Hudson Reilly with the National Restaurant Association.
When one looks at all restaurant industry traffic today, 3/4 of that traffic is off-premises.
He says things like takeout and delivery are growing, mostly because consumers have more money to spend on meals, and they're busy.
So there really is a confluence of events in that Consumers have a heightened demand for convenience.
The drive-thru just doesn't cut it anymore. Look at Burger King. It's now expanding delivery service. Company officials told me smartphones have completely changed the notion of having it their way. Burger King has a $10 minimum for delivery. Chili's minimum? $150. That's because people usually skip soft drinks and alcohol with delivery. Those are high-profit items. Edith Ann Ramey is VP of Brand Marketing for Chili's.
It's the alcohol we miss, but again, we're making it up because it's, I mean, these orders are much larger than even the $150 minimum, so it still becomes a nice sales check.
Still, so many things can go wrong. Todd Berrios teaches hospitality management at Stephen F. Austin State University. For one thing, he says delivery drivers need more insurance. And then there's the food quality.
You may drive 20 minutes before you get to the house, and that food's just been sitting for 20 minutes. You know, the freshness and heat may not be there as it is if you were to go to that place in a sit-down environment.
And he says all it takes is one bad experience with a restaurant, and customers can be turned off for good. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And the most paid for a case of wine at auction, $474,200 for a case of 1978 Romane Conti this weekend in Hong Kong. And while we're on that subject, a new report from the internet security firm Trend Micro finds that half of all cell phones that get lost in Britain go missing while their owners are out enjoying a beverage. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.